The Minister of Finance facilitates a range of tertiary scholarships for qualified Jamaican students. Scholarship Administrator at the Ministry, Daniel Hall, recently visited JIS Radio Studio 58A, where she shared information about the scholarship application process with host Vaughn Davis. We bring you an excerpt of the interview.
Vaughn, the Ministry has provided on their website YouTube links for persons to go through a step-by-step process. So this process will give them all the information they need, but I will go through it. So step one is to visit the website, which is www.mof.gov.jm/scholarships.
Okay.
And also to visit the media. Step two, complete your application form. Now, the application form is either completed online and submitted, or is printed, filled out, and submitted. Step three is to prepare your scholarship application package. So that includes all the documents that we will require. Now, each scholarship that we offer will tell you exactly what it is that you need to put in your package before submitting. And step four is to submit it. So this is actually taking the package now to the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, which is located at 30 National Heroes Circle, Kingston 4. And step five, now note that only shortlisted applicants will be contacted. During this period, we ask persons to check their emails for the notification, to check the status of the application review period. That's what it is. Then step six is to prepare yourselves for the interview. So during this time...
So there's an interview component as well?
Yes, there is. We'll get into that shortly.
Okay.
The interview, while you're preparing, you may also visit the website where we have a brochure that will give you preparation tips for how to prepare yourself for the interview so you come ready.
So who are, well, we're going to get into it later. Is it that they're going to do the interview with you guys at the Ministry of Finance or at the different, for example, the embassies and so on, where the countries that the scholarships are being offered out of?
Well, the interview is usually conducted at the ministry. However, it's an independent panel, usually comprised of persons from the Ministry of Education, civil society, and the private sector. So we have an independent panel.
Talk to me about, I would imagine that the scholarships vary in terms of what participants or successful applicants get. I mean, can you give me an idea of the different range of things that person, I mean, of course, I would imagine they get tuition and that kind of thing, but
so
what are some of the other things that you might find persons getting?
So each scholarship, there is a different package. So each scholarship will present with different allowances. So as you mentioned, tuition, and I did say that we have partially and fully funded scholarship. So for a fully funded scholarship, for example, you will receive tuition, airfare, book allowance, miscellaneous, things like that. So persons have all of this information now. I hope this is encouraging them to apply even more.
Okay. I wanted to talk about the development, that the element of tying the scholarships to our development areas. I mean, actually, you mentioned Vision 2030 when we're opening and the government's long-term development plan, and part of that is making sure that we train our workforce to meet the demands that our society needs. Right, so talk to me about that and how we go about making sure that the scholarships meet these needs and that we find applicants to fill those positions.
Okay, Vaughn, so I'd like to use the Petrocarib Scholarship Program as a perfect example of this. Now, the Petrocarib Scholarship Program, as you probably would remember, was launched in 2016. This scholarship is specifically for four thematic areas, which are Spanish, entrepreneurship, logistics, and energy. Now, this scholarship is a bit unique because persons can apply if they have already been enrolled into an institution or already been accepted to the institution. Now, the government, these scholarships were chosen because we see how this is in line with economic growth. We're talking about logistics and energy.
Logistics,
so these things will foster economic growth. And so our partners will offer these programs that will contribute to the economic growth of the country.
Scholarship Administrator at the Ministry of Finance, Daniel Hall, in a recent interview with Vaughn Davis inside JIS Radio's Studio 58A. Catch the full interview on our YouTube channel at Jamaica Information Service, Studio 58A. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, and share.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.